What it do, it's your boy LK Hodge, and you are now listening to the Mental Stimulation Podcast.
I can't wait to be on the radio. That's what I was meant to be.
I was meant to be a personality somewhere. Like, just my personality is just there, because I feel like I never knew my personality till I actually, you know what? Like, and it's not
even funny.
You said
some real shit.
Because this could be a whole episode right now, for real, for real.
You said some real shit, because I'm about to say something after you say this.
I just, because my thing is this. I didn't really realize that my personality was very diverse. It was so dynamic. It was so interesting. It was so amazing. Like, until, like, I started listening back to podcasts, or, like, even hearing people say, you're funny. And it's like, am I really funny? And I thought about it, like, I do say some crazy shit sometimes. I say a lot of crazy shit.
Well, I was going to say, to piggy off what you said about confidence and know who you are, knowing your personality. The personality I'm trying to, or I guess persona I'm trying to create behind the microphone. It's funny because that, when we went to the homecoming game, like how I was acting in the stands, you know what? That made me realize something. When my confidence wasn't as great as it was today, like back then when I was in high school, growing up, early 20s, my confidence really came from performing in marching band. Mm. And I used to get a lot of attention from that. I was a great performer. Like, I was really damn good at being a marching band. And you know what? Going to that game that night kind of like opened my eyes to that. And it's like, yo, you can be that guy that everybody relates to and everybody loves.
Right.
But you just got to be willing to open up and express that guy often, but you got to know how to find him.
And I don't even know where my confidence came from, like the confidence that I have now. Because one of those things where I was literally sitting the other day and I was thinking, like, because you know how I feel about teaching. You know, I feel like it's something that, you know, I like, but it's not something I stay long term. Of course. And I was really thinking, like, what else would I be happy doing outside of this? And when I thought about it, it was like, just being myself. Like, who the fuck does not want to get paid for being themselves? Like, you look at these reality shows, these people go on TV and they do stupid shit. Not saying I want to go on TV and do stupid shit. But I'm just saying they get paid to just be them. And it's like, I have a dynamic personality. I know I can be funny. I know I can be comedic. I know I can be dramatic. I know I can be extra. I know I can be intellectual. I know I can be all of that shit. So why not use that and make money off of me being myself and putting myself out there? And I think that's what mental stimulation has done for me. It has given me that platform to just be me. When it comes to the blog, be me. When it comes to these quotes, be me. When it comes to, and I'm being so dramatic right now, but it's so serious. When it comes to like this podcast, be me.
It's important to be yourself and know yourself. And not only just be yourself and know yourself, but love being yourself.
Exactly.
Really enjoy it genuinely. Like, when you love it, when you love yourself, when you love what you do, everybody else loves it too.
And the thing is, some people don't even know what they love. And it's like, I don't even know where I'm going with that. They just don't know what they love.
Well, I mean, they lose sight. You know, they get distracted easily. You know, things kind of, they have a pessimistic type of attitude towards things. They really can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. They don't know how to be optimistic. And sometimes they don't even know how to think for themselves. And that's why they're upset with themselves.
And I'm glad that you brought up the point that some people lose sight, because that brings us to our topic today, which is refocusing. How do you refocus when you've lost sight?
I'm focused, man.
You know this, man. And yeah, so and it's a personal topic to me, for real, because I feel like right now where I'm at in my life is I'm in my refocus stage. Like, somewhere down the line in the past, I lost focus. And it's like, now I'm trying to refocus. So I'm trying to figure out some things that I can do to stay focused. One thing I found very, very, very effective is taking a step back and evaluating everything around you. Evaluating.
That's important.
Thinking about, first off, think about where you're trying to go. You have to know where you're trying to go. Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to go to being the best version of yourself? Are you trying to get a new career? Are you trying to get a new relationship? What is the outcome that you're trying to achieve? Second, you have to cut back and take and eliminate everything that's a hindrance to where you're trying to go. You really have to. And sometimes that stuff can be hard. Yeah, including people. You have to step back from that. And then after you step back from that, you have to, I had it in my mind, I lost it.
You have to find your way back. Like when
consistency. That's what it was. Consistency. Yeah. Consistency. Consistency. I found it. I found it.
You're welcome.
You didn't help me find it.
I said you got to find your way back.
How does that really?
That's consistency.
How?
Because when you're like find like you continue to go, so like you got to move forward. That's consistent.
Okay.
You keep going.
Keep going. Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
I thought you were making a point.
You're being consistent right now, so you got to keep going.
I mean, consistency. I always say this to people, especially different podcasters I talk to. I always say, be consistent, be patient, and fall in love with what you do every time you do it. And I feel like that's probably like the biggest key to life.
Consistency, right?
Yeah, being consistent and, you know, and being grateful. Because, you know, everything comes in time. So when you're consistent and when you're patient, great things come and great things will happen.
It does. But I feel like a lot of us nowadays, not even nowadays, I'm sure it happened in old days, we become inconsistent at some point of time.
Of course. We're human.
We become inconsistent. Get tired. And
shit happens.
It's like, and it goes back to the whole refocus thing. Once you step out of that inconsistency, how do you get back to being consistent? Like, I'm going to use me for example. You know how I am when it comes to, like, fitness. So it's like, I would sit up here all day, write a whole plan of how I'm going to go to the gym, how I'm going to eat healthy, how I'm going to do all this stuff. And it'll work perfectly fine for me for, like, the first week or so. Then all of a sudden, I have that one day where I either miss a day at the gym or I eat something that I'm not supposed to eat. And it's like, I enjoy it and I do it the next day and I do it the next day. And it's like, How do I get back to that consistency, or how do I refocus on that? So that's why I'm like trying to figure that stuff out.
Well, that's something where you gotta get in tune with your star player, which is yourself. You know, you gotta be the best version that you can be. And sometimes, you know, you get distracted from that. You know, my distraction sometimes is women. I'm gonna be honest. Like, it's just, I like talking to young ladies, not like in a whole thought type of way, but I like talking to young ladies. But sometimes I get so caught up with talking with them, I'm not as productive as I could or should be, because I'm just so focused on that attention that I might get from this one young lady. But at the same time, I know that in the back of my mind, like, yo, I have a greater purpose. There's something I'm trying to achieve. I have goals. When you have goals, it actually makes it easier to refocus. When you have something to plan for, something to look forward to, it makes that process a little easier, because, you know, it's like in the back of your mind, you know, you got something to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you don't have nothing to do, if you just want to be a lazy ass person, you just want to smoke, drink, sit on your ass all day, and that's just who you are, then you have nothing to focus on because you just doing simple shit. But when you have a goal and you have a greater purpose in life and you are aware of what that is, or you at least have an idea of it, you know, it's easy to kind of, okay, there was something I was working on and I need to focus my brain back on that. Because that's how I get distracted, and I have, you know, many conversations with myself. You know, I am my executive meeting. You know, I set it up for myself, and I'm like, listen, you know, you need to focus, get your mind back where it needs to be. Okay, because you've been off for a little while, you know. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with checking yourself. We check people so much. We be ready to check the next person so much. Check your damn self. Tell yourself to get off your ass and do something about it.
And I check myself a lot. I like to have, like, especially on my Sundays, I like to have that moment where I can, like, really plan how my week is going to go. Like, what are some goals I want to accomplish this week? How am I going to focus this week? How am I going to eliminate distractions around me this week? So that's what my, I guess my remedy would be when it comes to checking myself.
Yeah. Mine is just a self-talk, self-explanation, you know. And that's all you need. I heard a video earlier today by Kevin Gates. And he was, like, answering some tweets by people who were messaging him. And one of the people was like, yo, Kevin Gates, you've lost a lot of weight. What's your secret? And he was like, you know, honestly, commitment. And, like, from that one word, I was, like, crazy inspired, because the word commitment is so simple, but the way he said it and the confidence and the you know, just that pride that went behind it, like, commitment, like, really, I wake up every day committed to doing this so I can be better. That's the life. That's the mentality you got to have when you want to live a better life and you want to focus.
And to get to where you want to be at, you have to be committed. And commitment is a big thing I struggle with, too. Like, I could sit up here all day and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And it's like, I'm not always committed to it. Like I said, it goes back to my whole consistency and inconsistency thing. Like, I just get that one day where I step away from what I was supposed to be committed to or consistent with, and it just throws me all the way off. But yeah, you get the picture.
It gets the best of us, you know. You're human. You know, sometimes you just want to unwind, and then unwinding turns into a few days. And it happens, you know, you work hard. You know, it ain't like you out here not doing shit. So, you know, it happens. You just, as long as you know when and where and how to do it, you're ahead of most people. But for the people who don't, you just got to wake up every day, committed to yourself. That's, matter of fact, all our listeners right now, think of that to yourself. Am I committed to myself to do better or even want better?
And am I going to be consistent to myself and to what I'm trying to do to know better and do better?
Of course. You got to be willing to learn every day you wake up. Be willing to make a mistake every day you wake up. Be willing to have success every day you wake up. You take the day with what it gives you, but what you do is you stay consistent and focus on those goals and do what you need to do. Everybody grown now. Grow up.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was our rant today. It was great having this conversation and sharing this conversation with you. You can check us out, mentalstimulation.org,
mental stimulation underscore.
No.
We about to say Instagram?
Yeah, mental stim underscore.
Oh, it is mental stim. I actually saw that, yeah.
And, yeah, lk.hodge.
I already know your boy D-Ward. Follow me on Instagram, D-Ward, V-O, as in voiceover.
Let's go.